Tenca, la ràdio de Sant Feliu de Codines.
5 4 3 2 1. Thunderbirds are go.
Good evening and welcome to the 3E show, coming from sunny San Feliu. Not very sunny tonight, bit cold, bit windy, but a mental show for you as always. First up tonight is Mr. Mike Patton's band, and this is Tomahawk with God Hates a Coward. Was Mr. Mike Patton and Tomahawk and God Hates a Coward, doesn't he just? Welcome to the show. First one for a month because of technical difficulties 2 weeks ago, aka football. He's smiling. Yeah. Now you liar, pants on fire. Okay, next tonight we have a. The opening music for a film called Bullet from 1968. The music for this was written by Lalo Schifrin, and it's a big band, and, well, it's just fantastic. So this is the theme tune for Bullet. Well, we're waiting for that. Technical difficulties. I love it. I love it. Technical difficulties. Bullet, yeah. 1968, starring Steve McQueen with Robert Vaughn and Jacqueline Bisset. And I think Robert Duvall was also in it. Fantastic car chase with, I think, a 65 Mustang and a Dodge Charger or a... Oh, no, Spotify is broken. So you're going to have to listen to me for a minute. What's happening? What's happening with Spotify? Oh, my goodness. So what shall we do? Okay, so what? ¿Qué pasa? What's going to happen? Oh no!
We have technical problems
again. Right, hang on a second. Wait a minute.
1 minute, please.
No. Hang on. Come and get this.
I'm here.
Yeah, but
okay.
Let's put on. Okay. Hang on a second, people. We're just going to put on a CD. Hang on. I don't understand. I really don't understand. I don't know if you can still hear me or what's happening. So we're going to go to Plastic News. This is a friend of mine called Alan Emsley, and this is from his 2013 CD. This is the last track. And it's John Irvine on guitars, Alan Emsley on drums and bass. And this is what I what have you lost? My engineer's going mental next door. Well, so what, number 7? Okay, so is it playing? Now, yes, okay, here we go. Alan Emsley, Suicidal Crisis. Enjoy. Thank you. In action. That was Suicidal Crisis. I think that's enough of that for tonight. I'm sure Alan wouldn't mind. So back to the show. The theme tune from Bullet 1968 with Steve McQueen. This is Lalo Schifrin's eponymous masterpiece, Bullet.
Thank you.
So that was Lalo Schifrin's theme tune music for the movie Bullet, starring Steve McQueen. So I'm a little bit all over the place tonight. Don't really know what's happening. But I do know that next we have Chimo Tebar, and this is Some Blues.
Thank you.
Crimea River from the difficult seventh album, Rockin' a Hard Place, by Aerosmith from 1979. believe it or not. Oh, sorry, no, 1982. And that was for our friends in the East and for Alistair in the West. And the next one is for Hamish in the South, innit? This is Suicidal Tendencies and something mental. Here we go. Suicidal Tendencies. Enjoy it. Thank you. That was Nantucket Sleigh Ride, released in January 1971 by the US band Mountain. And before that, we heard Suicidal Tendencies. Next tonight, we've got something that you're either going to love or hate. This is a new duo called Meliana, which is the debut recording from Brad Meldow, jazz pianist, and Mark Giuliano, who's a drummer. And, well, this is a foray into synthesizers and loops and all sorts of things, and it was released a couple of days ago. And, well, see what you make of this. Love it or hate it, this is the title track from Taming the Dragon.
I had this trippy dream where this cat was driving me around in an old convertible the whole time around L.A. Later on, it turned into a VW van, and near the end, it was more like this spaceship kind of thing. We were high up, looking over the road. But the front console was shaped like a van, and it still had the convertible top. The guy who was driving me around was an older dude, an old hipster with a scratchy voice, kind of like Joe Walsh sings. But he kind of had some of that vibe and energy of Dennis Hopper and Easy Rider. Yeah, like if you can imagine a cross between Joe Walsh and Dennis Hopper, that's the dude who was driving me. We were heading due north on the PCH, coming up to the big stoplight where Sunset Boulevard ends. We were going to head out past there towards Malibu, maybe circle up through Topanga Canyon, and come back through the valley. The light was beautiful in the dream, with all that nice washed out orange from the pollution. So I had this happy feeling in my stomach, but also like this scared feeling, like something was gonna happen, but I didn't know what. Anyhow, as we were approaching the light at sunset, all of a sudden this cat in a sports car came out of nowhere and just cut us off. My man slammed on the brakes and narrowly averted a mashup. Got my blood boiling, but, you know, I wasn't the one driving. So when you know it, we pulled right up behind that motherfucker at the light, and there he was, glaring at us through his rearview mirror, and he was all like, yeah, that's right, I cut you off. What are you gonna do about it? So I said to Joe Walsh / Dennis Hopper, I'll just call him Joe now. So I said to Joe, man, aren't you gonna say some shit to that douchebag? I was all puffed up and pissed off, but I was sitting in the passenger seat. So Joe was quiet and looked straight ahead and said, you know, man, the only way I'm gonna put some shit out there like that is I'm ready to dance with that cat. You know what I mean? All you've got are your actions, man. And don't forget, your words are actions too. You put something out there, there's consequences, you know? You wanna dance with that dude? I realized that Joe was driving me around everywhere, and it's like I wasn't even thanking him. I realized that at first I thought he was kind of like wild and a bad influence on me, like from my party days, but actually the whole time he was kind of like driving me around and taking care of me, watching my back, like with that crazy dude in the small car, like how he actually handled the whole thing real noble and didn't get all ruffled. He was talking me down from something. I only realized that when I woke up. Funny how sometimes with dreams, you don't realize who's your friend until after you wake up. Then you wake up and you get this clarity and you see that maybe all those different people were you in the dream, and that they're there to lead you either to good or trouble. And the person who's actually acting as you in the dream is kind of like this blind idiot who's just barreling through the whole dream like I was, trying to be all tough and shit. Telling old Joe to go start something with that punk in the sports car. Yeah, but maybe like that crazy dude in the other car was me as well. All those people are just a composite of my own shit. all different parts of me. Like you've got this one part of you that watches out for you and keeps you steady. You've got this other part that's raging and full of anger. And those two are vying for your attention, like old Joe and that crazy dude in the dream. And there's just you and you're listening to both of these voices. But they're all a part of you. You know, I think of it like taming a dragon. A dragon is a crazy dude. And if you don't watch out, he'll bite your ass hard. So you need old Joe there to set you straight. But Joe knows about the dragon. Because Joe and the dragon are both a part of you. So you don't try to kill the dragon. You know, the dragon's where you get all that voodoo shit from. That's where you get your power from. You don't want to snuff him out. You want to tame him. You want to actually make friends with him and harness his power so you can use it.
So that was Meliana Taming the Dragon, the title track from their new album, debut album, released a couple of days ago. That was, well, mental, I suppose. Next tonight, our penultimate song is by a collective, I suppose is the best way to describe them, from Brooklyn in New York. This is a fusion band called Snarky Puppy. And this is a song called Gone Under featuring Shayna Steele. I hope you enjoy this. See you in a minute. This is Snarky Puppy.
My heart bleeds. I am broken. And I've got nowhere to go. There's this thing holding me down, and I'm at an all-time low. I can't sleep, but I keep my eyes closed. Can't even think of moving ahead. I can't breathe, this battle I'm losing. This weary body's been left for dead. I'm gonna learn. In the mall, pretending that I'm already free. I think twice, trying to stop me. I'll bring you down like gravity pulls. Can't take back what's been done to me. Last time I made you look like a fool. Yeah.
That was Snarky Puppy, a song called Gone Under with Shayna Steele. I hope you enjoyed that, New York Collective, Brooklyn, New York. And last tonight is Fred Wesley and the JBs. This is a song for Ms. Bryony Hollis, who is cooking my tea. I hope you've enjoyed the show tonight, and I'll see you in 2 weeks' time. This is Rod Cantley saying goodnight from the 3E Show.